The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, you will be well aware of the news at this stage, whether you're a fan of The Simpsons or not, that they're going to be back on the big screen. I cannot believe it. 2 decades on from the first movie, a release date of July 23rd, 2027. Has been set for the second Simpsons movie. Olivia Fahey is with me, the editor of Geek Ireland. And Olivia, you're a huge Simpsons fan.
Oh, I am.
Are you excited by this news?
Do you know what? I am. And I remember when the first one came out that, you know,
even though it was 2 decades ago.
2 decades ago. I know. That actually like breaks my heart to hear it. Because I was an adult when that came out.
I know. I couldn't, but I thought that's a mistake. It's 10 years old, surely.
Only, yeah.
I think they're all. I think it is 10
no,
years
old. No, everybody's wrong. Everybody's wrong.
Yes, it's a decade
right.
ago.
Makes us feel better. But yeah, like I remember when the first one came out and that it basically wasn't received as well by critics. And everyone's kind of like, oh, it's not really the same as like the show and all this type of stuff. But now it's kind of become a bit of like a cult classic. Like people have gone back to it and been like, do you know what? It wasn't actually that bad. So to hear them now being like, okay, we are going to do it. We're going to do it properly. And I'm just so excited to see what they have in store for us.
So there'll be lots of people listening to this and you know what? Maybe the Simpsons movie 20 years ago was the beginning of the end of the Simpsons for them. They outgrew it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm possibly describing myself here a little bit, Olivia. I'm not sure how often after that movie I consistently watched episodes of The Simpsons, whereas for years of my life I watched it.
6 p.m. on a
the
Sunday.
The same episodes over and over. Yeah, the 6 p.m. on a Sunday, Sky with a new episode.
Yeah.
And then all week, old episodes. And you'd know exactly, the first few seasons were this, and then they had this golden period, you know, kind of from, was this kind of season 6 or 7 onwards for a few years, and then it went downhill for a while. And anyway, we were all experts on everything. You, though, have remained loyal.
I have. I'm still watching.
What's wrong
it.
With you? Who hurt you, Olivia?
It's one of those kind of like nostalgic things. Like during my college years, it was definitely like Friends was kind of the go-to that I'd have on in the background, whereas now it's definitely more The Simpsons. And I can even tell you that it's still shown on like RTE2 at like 5:30 during the week. It's still on. It's not on Sky, or it is still on Sky, but it's on like Channel 4 now and E4 and things like that. So it's still on like multiple times a day. So clearly there is still a draw from a lot of people to keep tuning in. And those are the people like me who will just keep watching over and over again. Like you said, yes, there was a massive dip there for a while, but I think one of the reasons why it's gotten better in the later seasons is because those of us who grew up watching it have now grown into the jobs and we are now the writers for The Simpsons. So I think that's why some of the later episodes have actually been much better, because we know what the fans actually want.
Oh, sorry, I see. So the people who are writing those episodes now, They remember those great that golden era.
Yeah, from seasons like 5 or 6 onwards, like that was like the golden era.
Yeah.
Like, the monorail episode always stands out to me.
Brilliant.
And the fact that it was written by Conan O'Brien just makes it even funnier.
So how many seasons are we up to in The Simpsons now?
I think it's season 37.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they have been renewed up until season 40.
And
so there's no sign of it slowing down.
Yeah, were there times where it looked like it was going to be taken off the air?
Yeah, I think there was always rumours that this could be potentially the last one. And even like with the season cliffhanger recently was, sorry to spoil for people, but Marge Simpson dies.
Sorry,
and,
what?
And everybody was like going crazy to be like, is this a permanent death or whatever? No, of course it's not going to be a permanent death.
No.
Like, she is coming back. But like,
well, the whole premise of The Simpsons is that everything is
back to normal.
That's the whole shtick.
And they even poke fun at that as well in the show itself. It's just like, oh, I'm sure everything will just go back to normal next week. And then it's like a preview is just like, oh yeah, no, they're fighting again or they're doing this again or something. Yeah.
So what is it that has allowed it to persevere for 37 seasons?
I think it's a combination of things. Like the nostalgic effect, I think, has a big, big draw. So like people like our age would be introducing their, maybe not young kids to it, but definitely like they're kind of like slightly older kids probably be starting to get into it now. You've also kind of got the time slot that they've always been going out on. So the fact that it's always been a prime time show, both in the States and over here, that means that more people are likely to just be like, oh, okay, I'll check it out. You also have the likes of the Treehouse of Horrors episodes. Those are such fan favourites that even if you haven't been watching the later seasons, you'll likely be like, do you know what? I'm going to check this one out and see how it is. And then that might lead you into watching a couple of the other newer episodes. And the fact that it's just on all the time as well. Like there's really no escaping it on like the midweek evening. So you might as well just check it out and see what's going on now.
Has the show changed? You know, like, has the tone of it or anything changed? And I appreciate the point you make that the writers today would have grown up watching it, but, you know, would I notice if I watched an episode from, say, season 7 or 8 and I watched a current season episode, would I notice, would I be able to say, beyond the visuals, they're very different?
To a certain extent, you would. And I actually think one of the key differences now is that we've got some different voice actors involved with some of the characters. So there's actually a lot of actors who have stepped away from certain roles because they are, say, white voice actors. And now there's going to be a black voice actor for certain characters. So like Dr. Hibbert sounds very different. Carl as well.
Oh, because they were played by white people.
They were, yeah.
And then that became not too cool to do anymore.
Exactly. So they've definitely kind of like listened to like
who
what's
played
going
a poo?
On. That was Hank Azaria, and actually they made a very big deal about how Apu was kind of like more of a, too much of a stereotype, and they did this whole episode based around how this was written for the times, and you know, you have to remember that these things are written for the times, and it caused a little bit of backlash actually for them that that's how they decided to address it. But I think Apu has actually kind of been phased out. I don't remember seeing him in many later episodes.
Oh,
kind
no
of thing.
Way.
So I think that's still kind of like a grey area for them, but overall I think the tone itself is still quite similar. Like there's a running joke that like Homer like flippantly said that he doesn't strangle Bart anymore. So everyone was like, oh my God, they've gone so woke because he's not strangling his son anymore. And they're like, no, that was just a joke. Like like he is going to still do it. But also like, why are people like giving out about us not strangling a child?
You know, I was joking about, you know, say people like of my generation who they dipped off watching it after the movie. The other thing that we're cursed with, people of our generation, is that so much of our data storage in our head is taken up with Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when you say this Apu, you think Apu Nahasapima Petlan. Why do I know his surname?
Yeah.
it's utterly useless information.
Yeah, myself, my colleagues.
But I'll die knowing
it. Yeah, we spent like an hour just going through like a bunch of like quotes from The Simpsons earlier. Like my favourite one is, damn it, Smithers, this is brain surgery, not rocket science. Pass me the ice cream scoop. Like that is one of my favourite ones. So there's like just so many like quotable moments and like just memorable scenes that, yes, they do take up so much space in your brain that it's like, I wish I could apply this kind of, you know, memory technique for when I was studying for exams.
Is the challenge then for, say, the movie, and maybe this was the challenge for the last movie as well, is that The Simpsons have always been good at having these mad episodes where they go off and do things outside of Springfield. So you know, that's the obvious thing to do, the mechanic for a movie. But when you're doing that every 5 or 6 episodes anyway, or maybe a couple of times a series, it's less of a novelty. I assume that's the challenge. You're sitting around the writer's room thinking, how do we do something different here that isn't just a long Simpsons episode?
Exactly. And I think because like a movie is so much longer than a standard episode's only about 22 minutes because you've got to factor in adverts and things like that. So for them to kind of find a way of taking what they can capture in 20 minutes and expand that over the course of, say, 90 minutes to maybe 120, is that what we're looking at nowadays? So that is definitely going to be a challenge for them, because I think that's where a lot of people, where they lost them in the first Simpsons movie, is that there were a bit too many. Like, as much as like every movie ebbs and flows, there's a few too many of one or the other kind of thing. So it didn't really have the same kind of sequences that we'd come to expect. So I think that if they're giving themselves enough time to do it, because that's something that they said before, like Matt Groening was saying how it like absolutely killed them to try and do the movie and the series at the same time. So now hopefully they've given themselves enough time to actually like plan it out a little bit better, not put too much pressure on the animators and the writers. And hopefully by 2027, we're not going to see any delays.
Okay. And Marge is definitely alive.
She is alive.
All right. Okay. Olivia, thank you very, very much. Olivia Fahey, editor of Greek Ireland.
I am part Greek.
Olivia Fahey, editor of Geek Ireland. Once again, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.